The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. Today we are talking about using row covers to extend your harvest well into the fall and maybe beginning of winter. Where I garden, row covers can just be a fall season saver. All the work and time I put into seeding and growing and tending a fall vegetable garden, that can just be out the window with a single hard frost. I don't want that, right? So row covers come in handy. They can protect my crops of tender herbs and leafy greens. This allows me to extend my growing season and enjoy some fresh harvests well into November and even December, depending on what crop it is. Sure, hardier greens like kale or spinach, they can sustain some cold temperatures, but it's nice to have some fresh lettuces, some of the more tender ones, butter lettuce, and arugula, things like that deep into the season. Row covers can help me do that and is really one of the more simple and affordable tools that you have to continue gardening deep into the season. Why do we use them? Well, you know, like I said, they help you extend the season. Think of them as a cozy cover, a cozy blanket for your vegetables. They take on multiple tasks, actually, not just helping to keep your vegetables warm. They help to retain soil warmth. They also shield the plants from some light frosts, and depending on the thickness, some heavy frosts. And it also helps to protect the plants against those chilly, harsh winds that tend to pick up in late fall. And if you have pesky pests out there, sometimes those pests will swarm on a warm day in fall. Your row covers can help be that physical barrier that protects your plants. And so for fall crops like lettuce and spinach, kale, carrots, broccoli, things like that, a row cover can transform what would otherwise be a short-lived gardening season into something that produces for several more weeks, if not a month or more. Okay, what kind of row covers are we talking about? There are at least four different kinds that we are going to be talking about today. And which one you use depends on what your goals are for your garden. Okay, so let's start off. We've got lightweight covers. These are thin, breathable, and they offer a little bit of insect protection and slight temperature moderation. So, you know, just the lightest frost protection you can possibly have. Next up is the medium weight covers. These provide several degrees of frost protection. They do let some light in and some water through as well. After light and medium, you've got the heavyweight covers. These keep plants at least 4 to 8 degrees warmer than the outside air temperature. And they're the kind that you would use for extending the gardening season for several weeks, if not a month, beyond the typical time. And then we've got plastic covers. So the other ones were some sort of woven fabric, possibly made out of some sort of plastic weave, but the plastic covers are like the completely plastic covers. These will trap the heat. They will trap the most heat, actually, but they are not breathable. So these have to be vented on sunny days to avoid overheating your plants. So basically, you have to pay attention to those a little bit more. Next up, this is your guide to installing your row covers. And you're probably thinking, what could be so difficult about draping a piece of fabric over my vegetable plants? Well, you know, it seems easy until it's not. there are a few things you need to think of and take into account before beginning the process. First of all, which crops are you going to cover? The top candidates for protecting are usually the relatively short kind and ones that can handle a little bit of chilly temperature anyway. So we are not talking about tomatoes. They tend to be tall. And they also tend to, go dark, I guess, once cold temperatures really hit. You want something shorter, right? You want something like leafy greens, your lettuces, your tender herbs, your tender annual herbs, some of the brassicas, cabbage and kale and things like that. Also your root vegetables, your parsnips, your radishes, your carrots. Yum, I'm just getting hungry thinking about all that stuff. Okay, so after you figure out what plants you are protecting, you are going to have the option of choosing to put that fabric over some hoops. So these hoops are basically sturdy wire that's been bent into an arch. It doesn't have to be wire. It could be PVC tubing that you can bend as well. It could be flexible rods, anything that you can bend into a upside down U shape and then stick into the ground. You're going to place these along your row, and then you're going to throw your protective row cover over top. The reason some people use the hoops to support the fabric is it gives gives you some more air and some more ventilation through that airspace along your row. And it's optional, but it's also advised, and it's a good idea so that you can grow as long as possible. The higher elevation of that breathable fabric, the more air that warms up underneath it, and with that, the longer your crops will last. Next, you're going to lay down your cover. Now, you're either going to lay it directly over top of your plants, or you're going to lay it over top of those hoops. Either way, you're going to leave enough slack, maybe 6 inches on either side, 6 inches of extended fabric that will be laying on the ground. So you're just going to give yourself a little bit of flexibility there. Next, you're going to secure those edges. So like I said, you're going to have 6 inches or so of fabric on the ground. Secure that some way. Otherwise, a strong wind could come along and blow it away. Also, you want to secure it to keep some pests out and to keep the drafts down, right? How do you secure it? Well, there's several different ways. You could use some rocks. You could use some 2x4s. You can use landscape pins. I've seen people fill up bags and with sand and secure it that way. Whatever you do, just secure it. Otherwise, it's going to blow away into your neighbor's yard, and we don't want that. And also, you're going to peek inside or underneath that row cover now and again. So water can pass through the fabric, which is great. Not a lot of water is going to pass through. So maybe 50% or less of that rainwater is going to get down into your crops. So you'll want to check on your crops now and again. Are they getting enough water? Is there enough ventilation going on? Also, remember, if you're using plastic, you will want to vent that every now and then as well. Also, rain will not get through the plastic onto your crops or onto the soil, so you will need to pull it back every once in a while and water your crops. Okay, so you have used your row covers. It is decidedly winter now, and it is not doing any bit of good anymore. You are done for the season. Now what? Well, you want to store your row covers for next season. Why? Well, because it's a cost-effective thing to do. And by storing it, you help protect it and make it usable year after year. So you're going to find a warmish day sometime in winter. You're going to remove it from the garden, shake off any of the soil, and let that row cover dry out completely. Hey, maybe even put it up on the clothesline, right? Let it air out for the day. That's a great idea. Once it's dry, fold it, store it in a container, like one of those Rubbermaid plastic containers. You want to keep it out of reach of the rodents. You know, just as your crops were cozy under that fabric, little critters can be cozy under that fabric too, and you do not want to take it out of storage next spring or next fall and have all these, droppings and such fall out. No one wants that. Okay, there you have it. Row covers. Pretty much everything you need to know about it. And you have just provided yourself at least a month, maybe more, of extended fresh fall produce from your very own garden. And it didn't really take a lot of effort now, did it? And don't you feel good about it? Okay, well, friends, that is it for me for today. And until next time, you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.